Yeah. We know about the G-Unit deal, but let them know about the other deal you got, the Vox deal or something like that?
Yeah, basically, it's a company called Vox Sonic, and they own the patent on this technology, where they could take, like, say, for example, like, Keep It Thorough or something, and they could take my lyrics, you know what I mean, and change it into any language in the world. So it'd be like, Keep It Thorough in Russian, or whatever language, you know what I'm saying? It's just, and it sound like me saying it, like, really my voice they're using, you know what I'm saying? Sound like me talking in that language. It's crazy. So that shit right there is just like, you know, some new technology that nobody started using yet, really, like that. So I definitely wanted to hop up on that and be one of the first ones to do it, you know what I mean? And, you know what I mean? Because everything is, like, global. Like, that ain't nothing new, like, global either. Like, cause Maldeep been doing shows overseas since 95. We was in Paris and London and Switzerland and shit like that, you know what I mean? So, but being out there back then, that shit taught me that this shit is important right here, this technology that they got, you know what I mean? Because I've been out there in 95 and we had the fans singing the words, the Shook Ones, word for word, and after the show they can't even talk with us because they can't even speak English, but they know the words of the lyrics. That was kind of crazy, you know what I mean? So that means they don't understand what we're saying. They just like the way the beat sound, and they just like the way that we rapping over the beat, I guess, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So now with this technology shit, now the fans overseas, like in France, or Germany, or whatever, they gonna understand, oh shit, yo, P said, yo, what have you said? Yo, we just went through that shit yesterday. They going through the same shit we going through, like, you know what I mean? People be able to relate more. People be able to understand what we saying, and just make shit, you know what I mean, that much bigger, you know what I mean, when you allow that to happen, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So with your situation going on, how the industry supporting you right now? Like,
yeah, it's definitely a lot of support, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, the Vox Sonic deal, like, they brought me in as a partner in the company, you know what I mean? Did my H&IC2 album deal with them, you know what I mean? And basically, it's crazy right now. We just been, you know, promoting the album, doing a lot of press, just doing a lot of shit, radio and shit. And everybody just, you know, like telling me, like, yo, they waiting for that, you know what I mean? They waiting for that album, man. I got a website up.
It's the weirdest one.
You know what I mean? We definitely got, you know, make the interview quick, though, because I got to get back to what we're doing.
Yeah, nah, we can go in there. It's a behind the scene footage and all that. But yeah, the show I saw at the gym, Master J Journal, show you bring my nigga rapper Noy back out. That was crazy. The crowd went crazy for that.
Hell yeah, Noy came through, so that was good, that was good. That's the crowd need to see all that, though. He's like, niggas still fuck with each other. It ain't like that. Just grown men doing what we do, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is, man. Niggas ain't kids no more. When these kids used to all live together in one house, you know what I'm saying? Like, we was a fucking college fraternity or something, you know what I'm saying? Word. Now we just, you know what I'm saying? Niggas grown men doing their own thing, making it happen, man. You know what I mean? But niggas still fuck with each other, so that was good knowing. Came out so everybody could see that. It ain't like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whole team still fuck with each other, but you know what I mean? Niggas that not supposed to be there, they ain't supposed to be there anyway. You know what I'm saying? Niggas ain't there, they ain't supposed to be there anyway.
Yeah, niggas got nice looking real good out there with that brand new van coming through.
Yeah, you know, nice making moves.
You know, infamous, baby. Infamous is a machine, baby. We a force. We a force out there, man. You know what I'm saying? Real hood niggas know. That's why we doing the good hood affairs right now. You know what I'm saying? We real hood niggas know Infamous is a force, man. It's a real force to be reckoned with, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? Ain't nothing to fuck with, y'all.
definitely gonna see you on the come on, nigga.
Or you know, I'll be in there just getting strong, son. Like, cut out the bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Get back to how it's supposed to be, you know what I'm saying? Clean out my body, clean out my mind, really get strong, you know what I mean? Come on, so I can take my shirt off and girls go crazy this time around. You know what I'm saying? Nothing but mad girls, why, son? Take my shirt off at the tour now.
Get that away, you know what I'm saying?
You on Hood Affairs TV. Make sure you show them niggas some love, right? All day.
Heard you and Boosie was beefing, man. Cause when Gibby that Boosie was running around rapping your song.
That's me, baby. Man, Club Cruise, that's my shit, man. See, I don't get no respect on Bankhead, man.
Hey, what the fuck is going through? Just supposed to do
some big cover, this shit, boy. That eye for slipping, you know what I'm saying? So, really, I come home, that's what I'm supposed to do, you know what I'm saying? That's what we're doing.
You know, another such and such for the Texas movie. So, therefore, it's like you got some personal against the city.
I'm a guy there. I'm gonna tell you now, I'm gonna play AO Technology, and I'm gonna play Kanye West. I'm stuck with his mom,
baby. I don't want to be Scarface. You know, 50 said everybody want to be like Scarface. I'm to the point he gets shot in the back. You know what I'm saying? They gonna do everything but get shot in the back. You know what I'm saying? They want everything that he had except the bullet in his back. Same thing with Nino Brown. They want everything up until, you know, he shot his brother on the roof.
I'm affiliated with the shooters. I'm connected with the goons. Why should they? You understand what I'm saying? I'm for everything you want.
It's one of the dudes that stood up for Queens, right? When niggas take a lot of shots at Queens. Like I said, my man is on the mix, Mastermind mixtape, right?
Yeah,
and all that.
Yeah.